What's going on, everybody, and happy Monday. I wanted to bring you a special Picture Lock Unlocked episode in which I talk with the programming directors of the DC Chinese Film Festival, which takes place starting today, September 19th through the 25th. This is a great conversation, really about the cultural exchange of cinema. And it's really cool when you listen to it just to hear how cinema influenced these ladies and helping them with learning English. And I think on the flip side, studying other cinema from other cultures can help us learn more about them. So definitely check out the DC Chinese Film Festival going on this week, East Street Cinema. They'll give more details in the interview. Make sure that you follow Picture Lock at Picture Lock Show for all social media. There's going to be a little giveaway to go to the DC Chinese Film Festival. So if you want to get a free ticket, make sure you're following on Twitter and Facebook. As always, thanks so much for listening, subscribing to Picture Lock. I really appreciate it. I cannot do this thing without ears, people listening, as we try to focus on film. I really do appreciate it. And last but not least, make sure that you follow DC Chinese Film Festival on Twitter and Facebook. You can just do a search on Facebook for DC Chinese Film Festival or at DCC Film Fest for their Twitter handle. All right, without further ado, I am going to go ahead and get into the Picture Lock Unlocked episode of the DC Chinese Film Festival. Make sure you go check them out this week.
Hey, this is Jed Dietz, the director of the Maryland Film Festival, and you're listening to Picture Lock.
Thanks for tuning in to Picture Lock. I'm your host, Kevin Sampson, and the DC Chinese Film Festival, now in its third year, will take place September 19th through 25th this year in Washington, D.C. The film festival is dedicated to discovering outstanding Chinese cinema around the world and to encourage cultural diversity through films. Today, I'm speaking with the programming directors of the DC Chinese Film Festival, Xu Yu and Chu Yin. Welcome to Picture Lock.
Hello, everyone.
All right. I can't wait to get started. First question I always start out with is, when did you first fall in love with film?
Me first? Okay. Actually, you know, before I went to AU, and I was a finance student. And when I was young, like, I always, in the summer, I always buy a lot of, like, blue leg movies in China, you know. So I just, like, keep watching them, and I was, like, really influenced by some movies, especially You May Laugh at Me, Harry Potter. So that's, you know, that's the reason why I actually started English so early, because I actually wanted to marry him. And my mom said, you have to learn English to do that. You know, so movies, English is all because of the movies. So I was like, no, I'm going to movie schools and I'm going to learn how to make a film. And my dad said, no, you're going to go learn finance, because that's the way how you can feed yourself when you grow up. And I did that in my bachelor for 4 years, and I finally get enough of that. And I said, no, now I'm done that. I need to choose my own way of life. And my dad said, okay, fine. They never saw that I would be accepted by movie school. And then AU took me, and they have nothing to say. So yeah, from that, I was like totally into movie, and I'm trying to actually promote more good Chinese movies to America and make people, like, exactly like what we were trying to do is like you know, spread our culture through cinemas.
Yeah, most definitely. So just to clarify, AU being American University.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. And Chu Yin.
Yep. I actually fall in love with movies since I was back in like bachelor years. I have my roommates, like they, one of them is studying film. She has this kind of like really huge film background. Like her family is doing films. And I have another roommate, she's just keep watching the films like all day long in the room. And like, because we, like in China, we have six girls sharing one room, and I just keep hearing like what she's watching every day. And then I was so curious, like what kind of things like draws her so deeply. And because back in that year, in China, study is the most important thing that students should do. Like movies or playing any sports is kind of, the parents would say, oh, it's kind of ruining your time. You wouldn't become like an artist because it's not a way that you make money. And but I was just really influenced by my two roommates, and I sometimes I when I walk past, I was look at her laptop and see what she is watching. And then she shared a lot of her movie hobbies, her taste with me, and I was oh my gosh, there's so many kinds of worldviews and different perspectives that you can watch from the movie and you can learn from the movie. And then I persuade my parents, watching movies is also a way that you study. And because I'm I decided came to the US, and I told them I need to know more about American cultures. That's movie is a really good teacher. And then when I came to the US, I actually studied communication when I was in undergrad, but the communication is really broad and it has wide topics. It's either PR, advertising, there's a lot of things that you can choose. But I don't think I've really fallen in love with that because I have always have my friends asking me to join their film crews, and I always work part-time with them, help them out. So I felt my real interest is actually film. So I applied to American University for my master's degree.
Okay, awesome. You know, I find it's really interesting because one of the things I love about cinema is that storytelling is universal, right? Mm-hmm. So I could watch a Chinese film and hopefully I get some subtitles, but I can relate to the story that's being told and vice versa. So it's really cool to kind of hear how it's also you guys' entryway into, American culture as well, which we'll get more into the exchange of Chinese culture through cinema in this interview. But first, one of the other questions I wanted to ask, China's movie box office is second largest in the world, and it makes it a huge contender in terms of studios that are actually trying to get their films into China. Yet on the flip side, Chinese films coming out rarely achieve success in English-speaking countries. Why do you guys think that is?
This topic is also the main topic we're gonna talk during our film festival, because everyone's keep asking the same questions. We have been noticed the box office in China, one of the major reasons is you have to know there's so many people in China. So even though everyone just spent $1 on the film, when you got...
It's a huge market.
Yeah, it's a huge market. So there's a lot of potentials. And before, movie theaters is only established in the, we call them, first line cities, Beijing, Shanghai, and, big cities, yeah, like that. And recently, there's more and more theaters coming up, in less developed city, mm-hmm. and, countryside city. So people actually have a chance to spend money on the movies recently. So that's why you actually see the fast growth rate on the box office. But this year, the box office in China wasn't good because, the new theater has to stop at some point. They cannot just keep building it. And now it's they already have a lot of theater already built, and people already have taste of the commercial movies, and then they just feel like they don't like it really much. It's the first passion is already out, so they people just stop going to the movies in past few months, and it's actually showing a decline in the box office. And recently people start talking about more and more on the artsy movies. And I think that's a good sign, people cannot just focus on the commercial movies, because last year it's no matter how bad the movie is, the box office is always surprising.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I think the biggest problem like we have now, and also why the movie coming out is like not accepting here. I think one problem is like the culture differences. Like I said, it's like China and America have so like many differences in, you know, like even the daily lives and the people's attitude towards something. So sometimes we don't actually share that common sense in the movie. So it's really hard for American audience to get what filmmakers trying to say. And sometimes, you know, because China, like I can't say, but Chinese movie like rarely has a good, you know, arts movies like, you know, Wang Kai-wei's movies, mm-hmm. or Hou Hsiao-hsien's movies, you know, it's not that much. So we cannot expect, you know, it compete with Hollywood movies or European movies. So that's also maybe another reason why Chinese movies are not really good in Western so far.
Yeah, so kind of leading us into why DC Chinese Film Festival is so important. Tell us about the festival and why is it important to have a film festival that's dedicated toward Chinese cinema?
Mm-hmm. The DC Chinese Film Festival is actually founded in 2011, and we are a biannual festival because we are run by all volunteer basis film festival, and like our staffs are either full-time jobs or full-time students, and so like this year it will be our third film festival. The reason we built this film festival is just we are trying to develop like more low budget but good films which are related to China or Chinese culture, and we're trying to connect the culture through cinema. This year we have like 741 entries all around the world, like from 34 countries and regions, and wow. We have 54 of the nominations, which will be shown in the next coming week.
Wow. That's pretty huge.
Yes. So that's how you see, like, there are so many Chinese film passionates in the market. And we have a lot of good directors, like, even though they're just making low budget and, like, there's no celebrities in their films or non, like, famous directors. We saw a lot of these films are reaching the, like, really professional levels. They are not bad than like Disney or like Pixar or like some other really professional film studios.
You're listening to Picture Hawk. I'm talking with the programming directors of the DC Chinese Film Festival, Xu Yu and Chu Yin. Talk to us about this year's festival. Where is it taking place and what kind of films can we expect to see?
This year's film festival actually mainly take place at East Street Cinema. Through 19th to 25th of September, and we also have like one day screening at Neve Memorial on 25th as well. And I think some of them screening are free, actually it's community screening. So we're actually gonna showcase four features and four shorts. It's all free, but other like, we have also have like spotlights. Spotlights movies are really good this year. We actually have like Kelly Blues. I don't know. Like, have you ever heard Kylie Blues? Have you ever heard of this?
I haven't.
It's actually a really highly recommended, like artsy movie. Like somebody said, like it's like the most beautiful poetic movie like we haven't seen in Chinese cinema for years.
Wow!
And this is actually the first movie of the director. So we also have like Trivisa. It's a Hong Kong like thriller movie that actually
monster movie.
Yeah, actually directed by three also new directors. It's produced by Johnny Doe, that which is like really famous here already. And we also have The Son of Phoenix, which is a very famous Chinese director's last movie. So that we use that as our opening movies to start the film festival, and we have Kylie Blue as our, you know, the ending movies, to closing night movies, to close it. It's like, you know, the first movie and the last movie.
Right.
Yeah, we have also The City of Jade is actually directed by Mandy Zhao, whose new film just won the best film in Venice Film Festival. Okay. So all those films, you know, like people probably haven't heard them that much, but all those films are actually have high recognition around the film festival already. So we actually really want to, you know, ask every film lovers to come and join us to watch those films. It's a hard chance. Like a lot of them are actually premiere in America.
So, yeah. I mean, I think now would be a good time to kind of ask, how can people find out more information and get tickets?
Oh, yeah, for sure. people can definitely go to our official website. It's www.dccff.org, which is DC shorts for DC Chinese Film Festival. And the website is, you can click on the ticketing, or you can go to the program and see which kind of film that you want. And we have all of our programs on that.
All right. So, you know, you all started, as you said, in 2011. We've already had two film festivals. This is the third one. What has been the response from community members to the festival coming to D.C. so far?
Actually, we have heard a lot of people were saying, you know, like, they are like really happy that we keep doing this because it's really hard for them. Like, you know, East Tsushima's always like have a lot of movie lovers. So they always told us it's really hard for them to actually funding Chinese films online, even though like, you know, pay them or like on the demand video website, because, you know, last movie will be distributed by the distributor to US because they don't save money, you know, like for most independent mom, they don't save money. So like for us, it's really good. Like we are happy to show this movie to them, and for them, it's a great chance to actually to watch them and to know more about China, like the current issue that happening in China, because we have, you know, documentaries.
Like, yeah, we have documentaries, yeah. Like Chinese Mayor, which is directed by one of our jurors this year. And he documents the kind of issue happened in one of the city called Datong in China. That city really needs some revolution, and but like because it has 1,600 years history. There's many old buildings, old mines, and it's kind of hard to push all of this away and like rebuild some kind of new system and help the economics boom. So, lots of our documentaries talking about the challenge which has happened in China, and like some of the social issues that American people also care about.
Yeah, like LGBT. And issues that, you know,
and women in films.
Women in films and everything, like just those topics, like, you know, what's going on in China and people also want to see, and they can actually know them through our films and our panels. So, you know, they are happy to see it.
Awesome. Hey, that's great. You're listening to Picture Lock. I'm talking with the programming directors of the DC Chinese Film Festival, Xu Yu and Chu Yin. The DC Chinese Film Festival is now in its third year, and it's taking place September 19th through the 25th this year in Washington, D.C. So kind of wrapping up here, ladies, looking to the future, like what is your vision? What's the vision for the DC Chinese Film Festival?
I mean, our vision for film festival is like, you know, we actually wanted to build this film festival as maybe the Sundance of Chinese Film Festival. We want to build a platform for Chinese filmmakers to actually bring their films, you know, from to America and to showcase to the people who actually care about it and who want to know about it. Like, and we also want to like bring more attention to Chinese like producers and companies to realize that, you know, actually there's a huge potential and artsy film in China. It's not about, you know, just box office and the money going on underneath it. And we also, the more and more important is like we want to get more attentions, like, you know, on American audience, what's going on in China right now and what the life it is really in China, you know, like despite all the media's things going on, we want to show them like what is real China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because like, even though this is only our third year, we already gain a lot of attentions. We're pretty confident to the future of our film festival. And like, we think we have the really big influence in the East Coast.
Well, I think that the DC Chinese Film Festival is really important. I think that the exchange of culture and ideas, and especially this picture lock, so cinema, is huge. And I think that the work that you guys are doing is great. One more time, how can people find out more about the film festival and get tickets?
Yeah, please go to www.dccff.org. We are selling tickets there. We really need people to help us spread the word out. Thanks.
You can also go to our Facebook and Twitter and just retweet our Twitter, and you will have a chance to get a free ticket to the spotlight screening and the nomination screenings.
Awesome. Xu Yu and Xu Yan, thank you so much for coming on Picture Lock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ride sharing is all the rave these days. Wherever you're headed, count on Lyft for rides in minutes. Whether you're riding solo or with friends, with Lyft, you've got options. Get picked up by one of their drivers who will get you where you need to go. When the ride ends, just pay and rate your driver through your phone. It's quick, it's easy, and just a couple taps away. Visit Lyft.com for more details. And if you haven't tried Lyft yet, but want to give it a whirl with a $50 ride credit, sign up at Lyft.com/invited/picturelockshow. That's right. If you're a new member to Lyft and in an eligible market, you can get a $50 ride credit with Picture Lock. Again, that's Lyft.com/invited/picturelockshow for a free $50 ride credit.